السلام علیکم ورحمت اللہ وبرکاتہ. اللہ تعالیٰ keep us all with afia. Allah Ta'ala protect us from the fitna that is going on today, and may Allah Ta'ala make it easy for everyone. Allah Ta'ala says in the Quran, Ya ayyuhal lazeena amanu attaqullaha wal tanzur nafsum ma qaddamat lagad wa attaqullaha innallaha khabirun bima ta'amalun. صدق اللہ العظیم و صدق رسوله النبی الکریم و نحن علی ذلک لمن الشاہدین و الشاکرین والحمدللہ رب العالمین. Dear brothers in Islam, Allah Ta'ala has made dua that Allah keep us all with afiyat. Allah protect our iman first of all. Allah Ta'ala give us the best in this dunya and the akhirah, and especially we make dua for all those that have passed away. Allah Ta'ala grant them Jannatul Firdaus, high stages in Jannatul Firdaus. Allah Ta'ala grant Sabr Jameel to the families, and especially those that are sick, Allah grant them Shifa'i Kamila, Ajila, Mustamirra. And especially Allah Ta'ala protect us from the fitna that is going on in today's time. We must remember that we have been sent to this dunya, hum aaye hai jaane ke liye, that we have come in this dunya to go back to Allah Ta'ala. Allah Ta'ala has sent us. Hazrat Adam alayhi salam was sent by Allah Ta'ala, and we are, you can say, the children of Adam alayhi salam, and it is as he was sent for the specific reason. In the same way, we are also being sent by Allah Ta'ala for this specific reason, that at all given time that we should remember Allah Ta'ala, we prepare ourselves for the Akhirah, and we prepare for Jannatul Firdaus, and Allah Ta'ala make it easy for all of us. As Allah Ta'ala says that, Ya ayyuhal lazeena amanu, O those that have brought iman, ittaqullah, fear Allah. Ya allazina amanu taqullah wal tanzur, and ponder over that which you have sent forth for the tomorrow. Kal ke liye kya bheja hai? Kal ke liye kya bheja hai? The word kal in the Urdu language, it means kal jo ek kal jo guzar gaya aur ek kal jo aane wala. To hum jo kal guzar gaya uski fikr ab mat kare. The kal or the yesterday that has passed, we should leave it in the hands of Allah Ta'ala, that Allah forgive us if we have done any wrongs. And the kal that is going to come, aane wala kal, uski fikr kare. We don't know how we are going to pass this kal that is going to come, the tomorrow that is going to come. Is waqt hamara jo waqt jo hai, bas aaj ka waqt hai. The time that we have at our disposal is the day that we have been given, that is today. That yesterday has passed, tomorrow is going to come, we do not know. Allah make it easy for us, and Allah make us prepare for the akhirat, and Allah Ta'ala make it easy that we prepare ourselves in such a way that Allah gets happy, and His Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam gets happy with us. We should ponder that, as somebody asked one Buzurg, he said, when should we make our best ibadat? When should we make our best ibadat? This Buzurg replied, one day before you die. So the person asking the question, he asked, he said, how do we know when will be our last day? So the Buzurg said, that think every day, have this thought in mind, that tomorrow is my last day. Kal meri akh, that I have only one day left, I'm going to die, I have to face Allah Ta'ala. I think it is your last day. So make the best of ibadat. Make the in such a way that Allah Ta'ala is happy with us. His Rasul Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam is happy with us. You must remember that Rasulullah Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam went through a lot of difficulties in order that we could be his ummat. He went through a lot of difficulties. All the hardships that he went through, just for that, that we could be on the right track. He went through a lot of difficulties. But you cannot compare. Even when Jibreel alayhi salam had mentioned that who will be in the last stage of Jahannam, when he mentioned, when Jibreel alayhi salam said that your ummat, those that have committed major sin and did not ask Allah Ta'ala for maafi, they will go into Jahannam for a little while. And they will come out from there. But Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wasallam was so concerned, so worried about Meri ummat Jahannam mein jayegi, azab ho jayegi. My ummat will go into Jahannam and bear all the difficulties and punishment in Jahannam. Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wasallam, he fainted. And through that, when he got up, and he said, look at the worry, the concern that Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wasallam had, that my ummat must not go into Jahannam. My ummat must be saved from Jahannam. My ummat must be in Jannat. So we, as the ummati of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wasallam, at all times we should prepare ourselves, whatever the command of Allah Ta'ala and the command of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wasallam. It is said that we might think, no, we only follow the Quran, but it is mentioned in a beautiful Farsi saying, Guftai o Guftai Allah Bhud, Garche az Hulkume Abdullah Bhud. He is saying that the sayings of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wasallam is the sayings of Allah, although it emanates from the Mubarak tongue of the servant of Allah Ta'ala, and that he is Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wasallam. May Allah give us tawfiq and hidayat of preparing ourselves in the best of ways, that we can be presented to Allah Ta'ala and Allah can be happy and His Rasul sallallahu alayhi wa sallam can be happy. Wa akhiru da'wana alhamdulillah rabbil alameen.